This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It is day four of the partial government shutdown with no end in sight. For the hundreds of thousands of furloughed workers, it means 4 days of no income. When the money doesn't come in, it's rational to try to consume less. And so how does that play out in the wider economy? Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
We're already seeing ripple effects. Sam's Club says its sales are off. The shutdown is costing more than $150 million a day in lost wages, but it won't really start to bite until half-empty paychecks hit workers' bank accounts around October 15th. Paychecks at the end of the month will have nothing in them.
Over time, it'll become much worse. Just not knowing, right? Are you going to be able to do the things that you've done to pay all your bills?
EPA Inspector Natasha Greaves in Seattle has already delayed a home remodel, and she's holding off on travel reservations for the Christmas holidays. Rutgers Public Policy Professor Carl Van Horn points out this is better than a mass layoff where workers aren't sure they'll ever be called back.
The past history has been that workers who are furloughed eventually get paid anyway, but the more cautious ones will not be sure that that will happen again.
After shutdowns in the 1990s, federal workers got back pay, but that may not be in the playbook this time around. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.